Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Starbucks on Congress Avenue and 6th Street in Austin, Texas. We're here today because we would like to talk about our new book, which is entitled A Theory of Fashion. And we composed the book. It's sort of nostalgic, but it's very current. We decided to put it together because we had some sketches we wanted to collect and organize. We had some items of clothing that we wanted to showcase. And we also found some information at FIT in New York, the museum. And we learned information about fashion globalization there. And so for that, after the study and all of the pieces of the puzzle, we wanted to collect everything, organize everything, and compose a book. And so what we decided to do was to do some research, and we studied several different fashion books, and we came up with a lot of different ideas for the book. But we started to, we thought about ID and trying to identify our blog, and also trying to identify ourselves with our blog, and also trying to identify ourselves with our geographical location in New Jersey as it pertains to fashion and our theory as we go forth into adulthood with Martell, and as we move around the country, we wanted to kind of put some identity into certain geographical locations so that we can kind of study fashion from that standpoint as we learn about globalization of fashion. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about our new creation, which is A Theory of Fashion. It's available at Amazon.com. You can use search words Tammy Joyner or Martell Green. You can also go to blurb.com, and you can get a free preview there. And you also can get a preview of the book cover at the Amazon. Okay, and so we wanted to tell you more about how we discovered the idea for the book and how we came about the arrangement of the book and why we chose the cover. So we wanted to tell you a little more about the value of identity. So we read a book entitled Logo Creed, and that was a lot about, you know, logos and the value of identity, trying to put words, pictures, and into your ID and formulate something that coincides to communicate a message of who you are and who you're trying to be. So we decided that something nostalgic in New Jersey was a black and white, no frill type ID. We used to wear that when we were young. When I was in high school, my alma mater is Asbury Park, and Markell's alma mater is Neptune, New Jersey, at Neptune High School. And so we're both from neighboring high schools, so we used to dress alike. We used to, you know, play football against each other. The band, I was in a band, so the band would, as a clarinetist, the bands would have different programming together. And then we also have a program separate, and then at football games, we would play on different sides of the field. So my son was a football player, so, you know, he understands all of the rivalry that goes along. But there's also a lot of commonality with the two towns. So we decided to go with some of the trends as far as fashion from our high school days. So we put together a book cover, and it's a black and white stripe indicating something like no frill. It's also black and white saying black and white, and then we use pink font and blue font indicating male and female, boy and girl. So it's black and white, it's a boy and a girl, and it's Tammy Joyner, and it's Markell Green, and they're from the region of, you know, New Jersey, Monmouth County. And the people there, they always wear black and white stripes, you know, leggings, shirts, coats, jackets. Then they do, you know, a lot of black, a lot of white, and then they do a lot of mixing black and white. So it was definitely a popular trend when we were clubbing. It was a popular trend for students. It was a popular trend because black is one of the colors for our school. Now, we're black and blue, and then Neptune, Markell School, is black and red. So anytime you combine that with white and, you know, another color, it's an easy, you know, ensemble to address. So we decided to address that pattern and that font being a repeat in one of the easier patterns to remember when we were studying patterns and how to learn patterns as a repeat. So we did that as well. So we did identity as attraction for understanding, and also to give us some regionalization as far as included in the globalization study. So we also did a globalization activity, which we decided to, after going to FIT in New York, we decided to, and I blogged that, we decided to go into our closet and invite our friends to go into their closets, invite our audience to go into their closets. Look at your tags. You don't have to remove your tags, but just look at your tags, take out your cell phone, snap a little picture of your tag, and then see where your clothes were made. So if you were made in Egypt, we have something there in our book from Egypt. If you have something from America, we have made in USA. If you have something from Philippines, we have something from Philippines. So it's just an activity. And because it's a parenting and teen show, you can get together with your parents and your teens, look over your clothes, and decide, you know, what about this made in USA campaign that was here years ago that we don't have a real live presence of today? That's great. But there are also, you know, different people who are bringing clothes into the system. So we have price, we have accommodations, they want to say, but that's not my word. What I'm trying to say is we have a price, but we have choices. So you can, you know, pick any color, any style, and you can always get it for your price. So if you're upper level, mid-grade, or if you're just a value person, you can get anything you want for any price. So that's why we like some of like globalization, some of our fashion video games that we're not listed in this particular book, will be listed in the next book. You'll get a general idea of what we're talking about. If you were following us along the years, you'll understand that, you know, we were playing fashion video games as well. We were studying fashion in the museums. We were doing a lot of stuff around the house. We're teens. You go to the mall all the time. You buy things. You follow your local trends. You follow global trends. And you follow urban trends. And you follow basic, you know, teen trends from like Teen Vogue or, you know, any fashion magazine or anything that, you know, you decide is fashionable. So we had a lot of time with that. So we were trying to get some traction for understanding. We were trying to find our essence and our uniqueness, and we were trying to discuss, you know, who we were and who we were trying to be at that time. So we were also emulating and versus, we found out about emulating versus imitating. So it's all the same, sometimes borrowing notions from other, you know, companies in order to, like, emulate a style. So what we found that a lot of us were Nikes, but a lot of the other sneaker companies were making running shoes that were similar to Nikes that were confused against Nikes, but they were in the same price class and sometimes in a lower price class and sometimes in a higher price class just to have the fashionable look. So fashion was selling on all levels. So we found out about emulation as far and versus imitation. So we found out visually we learned to recognize things and we learned to read by color. We also did a lot of trends. We do that. We like to think about our fashion and our ways through heritage, our serious behavior, our whimsical behavior, and also what is contemporary today, now, and also mixed with some modern, you know, and old-style fashion. So we decided to think about fashion. Are we followers? Are we leaders? Are we thoughtful? Or are we passionate? And so when you put together ideas, you'll come to recognize these trends when they're designing for you. And sometimes you can say, well, I wanted a Ralph Lauren that's more traditional, or I wanted a polo shirt but not Ralph Lauren that's traditional, but it might be an emulation of some other style. You know, we can get into that, you know, quality versus quantity sometimes. So sometimes we want want quantity, but we go to a mall store opposed to Macy's or Lauren Taylor to get maybe Old Navy, you know, so we can get quality and quantity without going into the Macy's and just getting quality at a higher price. So we had to do a lot of studying. We did some fashion shows in the past, and you're able to realize that we're not brand loyal. We go all around, and we get, like, all the different styles that we can get. We like prices, and we like quantity. We like quality, and sometimes we just, you know, blow the bank on whatever is fashionable. That's the way teens do it. That's where, you know, we do it, and so that's what happens. So my name is Tammy Gruner, and we're here at A Theory of Parenting. We're discussing our new book, A Theory of Fashion, and I'm here on Congress Avenue at Starbucks. I had a old-fashioned donut and a mango tea lemonade, and I like Starbucks. I remember going to Herald Square Cafe in Macy's at Herald Square in New York on Manhattan Island. I enjoyed that. It's an awesome view of the Empire State Building. I also like the one, the Starbucks in Trump Tower, the one that's open to the public, black and gold with the pink interiors, which is slate. Something like marble or granite, pink walls with the waterfalls in the building. And so I enjoy that. Starbucks is everywhere. There's also, you know, the balcony up there. We sat on the balcony as you enter the Trump building. There's a Starbucks, and we sit upstairs. So we enjoy that and the ice cream parlor in the bottom. So we're talking about A Theory of Fashion, which is our new book. So we want to tell you about a little preview. So it's a black and white cover. It has A Theory of Fashion on it in blue. And then on the side, there's A Theory of Fashion in pink. So that's representing boy and girl, male, female, Markel and I. We both are inside the book. We're both trying to identify with the book, and this is the way we do it. And then we open the book, and it's a little bit about the authors. There's a picture of Markel and I, our same logo picture from A Theory of Parenting, because we're the presenters of this particular book. It's a part of the show. And so we decided to put that in there always and put the show in there with the same logo picture there. So then we moved in. We did online citations, and then we did book citations, because we did a lot of stuff where we picked up some pictures from the computer, and we wanted to let you know where we got our pictures. So we put put the www wherever it was from, you know, on the particular citation. So you have an address where you can go and find the exact picture if it's not one of our own. And because we made the book and it's by Tammy Joyner and Markel Green, we were able to go ahead and tell you that, you know, the rest of the pictures are ours that we took for ourselves. So, okay, we were branding and with ID. We did a lot trying to advertise to our community and the community world, which is the stripe is always the world pattern. We did a lot with communication, trying to communicate our identity. We tried to do a visual language where you can understand a little bit of where we come from. A lot of people understand that. And we did a lot with art direction on our own. So it should be approachable, and it's classic a little bit. It comes from our society back there. It's a little bit, you know, we have some sports details in there, and it's a good communication, has aesthetic value, and hopefully you'll get a chance to look at it. So then after we did the captions, we did the global fashion globalization paragraph on a one page, and then we did the tags on the second page, so you can see what type of activity we were trying to put together, and you can see the different tags that we have, and we have about 9 tags there. You can do a book work if you want, or we'll continue to you know, find our tags, and you can go on and on and on, and maybe if you can send us something that you find that's very interesting there. And we use communication design, which is the name of one of the books that help us put together our project. Okay, and so we did that, and then we went on to continue to study the disciplines of design and principle and functional requirements, and we enjoyed that. And the next after that, we did a series of pages, blue and pink pages, depicting Markel's fashions on the blue pages and depicting my fashion, Tammy's fashions on the pink pages. And then we went all the way through like that. We have some jewelry there that we use from our some of our new products, and then some of our older products from A Theory of Jewels 1 and 2. We went into the book and put some of the older things there so that if you haven't looked in those books, you will see them in this book. And if you haven't won't look in this book, then if you saw the other books, you'll see that we have some things we use twice. So we would like to do that. Some of it's cultural, some it's social, some it's like economic, some it's of it. We wanted to do some technology in the next book. We wanted to input our accessories as far as our handheld video games. We wanted to say those accessories. We wanted to do some of our cell phones and stuff. Because, you know, over the years we're doing also like our, you know, not just graphicing, but we're doing a little bit of cataloging of what we've done, what we've used, and products that we've saved up over the years. So we like to do that. Establish our look and organize our mission to help us do more with the show. Okay, and so we also identify trends, and you know we're trendsetters at Recovery High. We have that book in production with Tate. We have that book in production with Tate, so we're working on a cover right now. We might see some of that if you go on our Facebook page. We have like a cover made from Fiverr, and then we have a cover that I made. There's one kind of, you know, kind of designer, and then Lynn Brown, and then we have the one that's kind of academic-wise, and using our both of our statues from our school or our neighborhood, which is our community. So we did that. So I wanted to let you know that after that we have some sketches. So we went into our gallery of fashions. We found some sketches and their drawings, and we were able to use Style Me Up, which is a sketchbook, and it was the Minnie Mouse collection, and we were able to do some adult sketches. So they're not really graphically nude or bathing suits or lingerie or anything like that, but But we were able to do some traditional styles and some modern styles, some futuristic styles, some global fashions, and just some basic American around the way trends. So what we were able to do was put together word bank, and we were able to use words like embellish, detail, invoke, sweet, infuse, quality, sparkle, glitz, style, pretty, simply complete, trendy, youthful, classic, glam, tradition, cute, retro, attractive, whim, passionate, think, and future. So with these words, we were able to facilitate a certain stimulation for each fashion using visual and reading values together. So that's what we were able to do. So if you get a chance to look at the book, it's there at Blurb again, and if you get a chance to go to Amazon, it's there for you to peruse. And we're starting to do 12 books a year. We're going to do one a month, and we'll do our feature each time on the show, at another location, letting you know what we decided to do, which book we decided to do. Now, with this showcase, we're going to have a Theory of Fashion 2, probably 3 and 4, but we're going to do another book trying to use the same value system to create the book, trying to use another sketch pad and full of designs, because Markel is in possession of the second sketch pad, which really is the first sketch pad, but the one that's in this book is the second one. And he has the first sketches that we did. We did them on Christmas, and then this one I did in New York. But he was able to see them all. I emailed them all to me, and he was able to see them in his text messages. So he was able to peruse them, to approve them for the book. So he said that he didn't like really the layout of this book. Basically, it was like he wanted to have more control over the layout on the next book. So what we'll try to do is make sure that he's able to do that and get together and lay it out. But he is approve of the final product. He did give me the okay and the thumbs up. He said a long time ago that he liked it because he liked the idea of the local identity with the two schools together opposed as a rivaling situation. And he also liked the activity of looking at each other's tags to find out which country your clothes were made in, and they found some unique, interesting things in each other's shirt without removing the tag, without damaging either of the property, and it was a good game and activity for other students at school as well, and so we found out that that was important, and so we had an international appeal with that particular game because we went to FIT Museum and to find out about, you know, what they have here is the different fashion capitals and the activities that we created. And they just had a showcase of clothing, and there was more like emulate and imitate, and that was like versus, you know, two big brands versus each other and how closely they came to patterns and cut and colors and styles. So, but even through there, we still were able to read some pamphlets and find out about the fashion capitals of the world, like Paris, New York, London, Japan, Berlin, Sydney, Mexico City, Korea, China, India, Milan, Moscow, Russia, and Scandinavia. And there are many, many more, but those were some that was mentioned in their brochures. That's our time for this particular show. We hope that you will take the time to, look at the particular books that coincide with the shows and the and what we're doing and how we're staying connected, how we're bonding as family, the self-published that goes to Amazon, how this is our desk that we use. Sometimes they give us a book, and sometimes they, when we finish with it, you know, if there's a blotch in the computer or a glitch, sometimes they have, like, messed up our books. Like, we'll write it up perfectly, and when we get it, the computer sized it over again and cut off some words. There was no indication that that was going to happen. And so sometimes we have to go and tell, you know, them that this is just a sample at our desk. We are going to do something else in the future with some of our books. These are a collection of ideas. We're showcasing them now, but we'll probably go back and we might revise and edit some of these pieces and be able to use them in the future. But if we don't collect our ideas, we won't have any idea, you know, a good strong basis of what we were thinking. So we wanted to make sure that we work together to keep some type of database of what we were doing. So sometimes if it comes to be, you know, another publication or distribution deal, or if we want to reorganize our thought, at least we put some thoughts together and we'll be able to use another fashion layout or some other type of, database in order to collect and upload in order to make a more functional looking or a better looking product. But we do have these collected as now. So that's our time for this particular show. We do thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy. We hope you will get together with your teen. If you're having trouble, these are some ideas you can get together and help them become more prominent, to help them become more structured, to help them have conversation patterns, you know, towards other teens and family members and other parents, to make them a more productive teenager and to be able to talk on an adult level with your parents. So hopefully you will be able to, you know, to enjoy and learn from whatever we're, you know, trying to bring to you these days. That's our show. Until next time.